This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Tasliman kathiran kathira. Fama ba'du, my brothers and sisters, we look at another way in which people commit shirk. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from all forms of shirk and to keep us on the pure path, Sirat al-Mustaqim, the path of Tawheed. And this second form of shirk, I spoke to you about Riya, which is secret shirk. I spoke to you about one of the forms of open shirk, which is to join partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another one is shirk by association. Now, beliefs which fall under this are where there is a belief in a main God or a supreme being over creation, but his dominion, his control, his rububiyat is shared by other gods and spirits and human beings and maybe heavenly bodies and earthly things. And also in this are systems and belief systems like Vastu and Feng Shui and all that, right? So good times, bad times, Rahu Kalam, Ketu Kalam, all of these which are superstitions, good omens, bad omens, cat cross the, black cat cross the street, and so on and so forth. All such beliefs constitute shirk. And even though a person who has these beliefs may claim to be Muslim, may claim to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are contaminating their Islam with these beliefs, and depending on what they believe, it can completely negate their Islam and take them out of Islam. Now, in Islam, all of these kinds of beliefs and systems are different forms of polytheism. These are different forms of shirk. These are different forms of idolatry, and therefore they are degeneration of the divinely inspired belief system, which is Islam. So no matter in what time Islam came with only one belief, which was Tawheed. La ilaha illallah, there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the meaning of Islam, and this is what Islam came with. And anyone who is moving away from that is moving away from Islam. Another form of shirk is shirk by negating, by negation. And these are, of course, all forms of atheism, things that deny the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one way or the other. So atheism, for example, denies the existence of Allah itself. Atheists believe that there is no creator, there is no God. And, I don't want to go into the details of atheism, because that's not my purpose here. We are talking about Tawheed. But all atheistic beliefs are not Islam. They are contrary to Islam, and these are all different forms of shirk, because a person is introducing his belief in the place of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Agnosticism also is a form of shirk, because it acknowledges the existence of something but not Allah, right? I can't call it a conversation because I never got a response, but one of my very, very dear and old friends has this habit of saying, but the universe did this and the universe did that, and I am very grateful to the universe. So I said, you are grateful to the universe, meaning what? You are grateful to Saturn and the Sun and to Mercury and to Jupiter, or are you grateful to the supernova, or are you grateful to just black space, or what do you mean universe, right? You are grateful to the universe means what? I said, are you really saying that these planets and all the other stars and planets, all that there are there in the world and which we don't know, these are all interested in your life and that they are doing something for you? Are you saying that they created you? What is this universe? I said, I believe in Allah, the one creator who created all of those and me. And I never got a response from that after that. Anyway, so that is agnosticism, which claims that there is a God, yeah, there is a super being, but he is not really interested in his creation, right? So we are on our own. And then, of course, the pantheism, which is the view that the universe and nature and God, that is Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, are identical. This is what I meant when I mentioned the example of my friend, that is pantheism. So all of these are shirkiya philosophies, and these are not Islam. I mentioned already, and I'm saying it again because this is so ingrained, and may Allah protect us, especially among the Indian Muslims, belief in astrology or vastu, or lucky stones, unlucky stones, wearing aqiq or this or that, or wearing a sapphire is lucky or unlucky, and lucky days and unlucky days. Tuesday is a bad day, Friday is a good day. Friday is a good day not because it is lucky. Friday is a good day because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Friday a particular space, a particular place. Just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Ramadan a particular place, Muharram a particular place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave, different days and months. This is binallahi ta'ala. But there's no good luck and bad luck associated with it. So similarly, lucky and unlucky omens, this happened, that happened, cat crossed the road, and all that sort of stuff. Belief in lucky charms, right? These tabizes which people write and they make a living out of it. May Allah protect us. Is the Quran for this purpose, that you write on a piece of paper and stitch it in a piece of cloth and hang it around somebody's neck and they go to the toilet and the bathroom with that? Is that what the Quran is meant for? And then, of course, they have these, they write these, they make us, they draw a square and they, like a table, and they cross it and they put huruful muqatta'at in that. So there is ha, mim, ayn, sin, qaf, and so on, all huruful muqatta'at, and they put some numbers and whatnot. All of these are shirk. These are open shirk. If you are wearing one of those, take it away and throw it away. Right? Take it out and throw it away. If it has Quran written on it, bury it somewhere. If it has all this garbage written on it, junk it. Throw it in the garbage. And make istighfar and tawbah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you from this. There is nobody who can harm or help except Allah. La nafi wa la dharra illallah. And whoever is, if we have these friends who are making a living out of selling this stuff, tell them to get honest before they meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, all of this numerology, tarot cards, feng shui, vastu, rahu kalam, ketu kalam, putting a horseshoe somewhere, rabbit's foot, touch wood, all of these are shirk and they negate your Islam. If you believe it and do it, you have left Islam. If you do it without believing some vague sort of feeling, then you are an ignorant person. And please, there is nothing nice about being ignorant. Similarly, believing that anyone living or dead can harm or benefit is shirk. Anyone living or except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that anyone can harm or benefit. For example, you go to a doctor and you say, the doctor cured me. This is shirk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cured you and the doctor was the reason. Many times people talk about cars, right? They say, oh, this is an absolutely safe car, fantastic, very, very safe. And Mercedes lovers, Mercedes is absolutely safe car and nothing will happen to you in an accident. Then I ask them, what happened to Lady Di? Lady Di died in a Mercedes, in an armored Mercedes, sitting in the back rear seat with her seat belt on. How come? She and her boyfriend both died. Life and death is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not in Mercedes, it is not in a so-called safe car, it is not in a seatbelt, it is not in a mask you are wearing for COVID. You do this because these are asbab, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to use the asbab. But we do not have faith in the asbab. We do not have belief that this thing is helping me or harming me, or can help me or harm me. This thing is beneficial or not beneficial. If I have that, if I am wearing a mask thinking that it will save me from COVID, then I am committing shirk. If I am wearing a seatbelt thinking that it will save me from death or serious injury, then I am committing shirk. Please, by all means, wear a seatbelt. Like, first of all, it is a law. Or you get a ticket. So wear it. There is nothing nice in breaking the law. We don't advise anybody to break the law. And secondly, it is a safety measure, and Islam does not prevent us from taking safety measures. We are talking about the belief in the heart. And therefore also, please understand that building according to Vastu is major shirk. And to believe that if you are in the building business, to believe that, oh, unless I build according to Vastu, nobody will buy these flats, is major shirk. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives you rizq. If you really have problem with these things, get out of the building business. Believe me, my brothers and sisters, you don't need Jahannam. Death is inevitable. Jahannam is not inevitable. We will all die, but we will all not go to Jahannam unless we make plans for that. Unless we want to go to Jahannam. So let us not do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this beautiful hadith which we hear in most Jummas, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهُ وَمَنْ يُدْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ إِنَّ أَصْدَقَ الْهَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ وَأَحْسَنَ الْحَدِي هَدِي مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَشَرَّ الْأُمُورِ مُهْدَثَاتُهَا وَكُلَّ مُهْدَثَةٍ بِدَعٍ وَكُلَّ بِدَعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, which means, أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, he said, all bid'ah is evil and all bid'ah is in the fire. What is bid'ah? We'll look at that as part of the Aqidah lecture. We'll come to that. But bid'ah is to create any innovation, is to do in ibadah something that Rasulullah did not do. And he did not preach. And there's no difference between the two. Whatever he preached, he did. So anything that in ibadah, among the acts of worship. People get confused. Oh, he never wore trousers and shirts, and it's nothing to do with that. We don't wear a trouser and shirt for ibadah. We're talking about ibadah for worship. Any act of worship is something that you do as an act of worship to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with expectation of reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If that act of worship is not in keeping with the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if it is not something that he did, then this act, then that becomes a bid'ah, that becomes shirk. And therefore, there is no such thing as a bid'ah hasana. Bid'ah hasana in a linguistic sense, yes, which is a something good which is new. That's a different thing. We are not talking about linguistic sense. We are talking about the technical meaning of the word bid'ah in Islamic theology. And in that context, there is no such thing as a bid'ah hasana. Now, dying on shirk is jahannam. There is no doubt about this. This is our aqidah. And please don't hesitate about this. Please don't become apologetic about it. This is the reality. Right? If you are preaching Islam, if you are talking about Islam to somebody, preaching doesn't mean you have to be a khatib or a imam standing on a minbar. When you are telling somebody about Islam, do it clearly. Do it without any doubts in it. Because if you have doubts, and if you communicate doubts, and if you say something like, oh, but you know, as long as you are doing good, it's okay. As long as you believe in God, it's okay. When that person faces Jahannam, that person will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you. Because you did not make it clear to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna Allah ya, I mentioned this ayat before, I'm saying it again. Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi. Wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalika li man yasha. Wa man yushrik billahi faqad iftara ithman azima. Verily, Allah does not forgive that partner should be set up with him, but he forgives everything else except that to whom he wills, and whoever sets up partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has indeed invented a tremendous sin. We come to the second part of aspect of shirk, which is shirk fi asma wa sifatillahi ta'ala, shirk, idolatry, polytheism, joining partners in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names and attributes. Now, it's a very important thing to understand that the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some of these are personal names like Allah and Ar-Rahman. Others are names which describe His attributes, His sifat, like Ar-Razzaq, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Razzaq, Al-Wadud, Al-Ghaffar, and so on. These are what we call Tawqifi. These are names that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught and mentioned them in the Quran, some of them in the Quran, some of them we know from what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us. These are not names in a linguistic sense. These are not names that people can invent. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Lillahi al-asma'ul husna fad'uhu biha, all the good names are for Allah, and you and call upon Allah, invoke Allah by those names. By good names, it does not mean any name that you invent which you think is good. It means that all the names of Allah which Allah told us are good, and therefore call Allah by those names. Right? There's a big difference between the two things. Lillahi al-asma'ul husna, for Allah are the good names. Now, this good name does not mean some name I invent, or you invent, or somebody else invents. By good names, it means those names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to us are good. And Allah said, call Allah by those names. Now, sometimes people in their ignorance, they say that Allah, the word for creator, in English is creator, in Hinduism, Brahma is supposed to be a creator, and Arabic, we say Al-Khaliq. Now, this is complete ignorance, because, as I said, Al-Khaliq is a specific theological term and name which refers only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is particularized, it has the Al before it, the creator, and there is no such thing as the creator. And instead of saying Al-Khaliq, we can say Brahma, or we can say whatever. This kind of a statement is a statement of shirk. It's a statement of complete and total ignorance about the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His sifat. There is a huge, big difference between, you know, generic meanings or linguistic meanings which are, of anything, and the actual name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't play games with the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that would be open shirk. Another form of shirk in terms of asma wa sifat is what is called tashbih wa tajseem. Tashbih wa tajseem. Anthropomorphism and anthropotheism. Right? Anthropomorphism is ascribing the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to human beings, and anthropotheism is to ascribe human qualities to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Greek philosopher Xenophanes, who lived in between 570 and 480 BC, he said the greatest god resembles man neither in form nor in mind. This is somebody who lived 2500 years before today. Now, anthropomorphism of God is rejected by Judaism and Islam, which both believe that God is beyond human limits of physical comprehension. So this is a common belief between us and the Jews, and there are lots of common beliefs between us and the Jews. So both of these, anthropomorphism and anthropotheism, are forms of shirk. We do not, for example, believe that, and this is where the human qualities are ascribed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'udhu billah. And the most famous of them is that God created this world in 6 days, and on the seventh day He rested because He was tired. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, astaghfirullahal azim, na'udhu billahi min dhalik. This is shirk, open shirk, because we are, the people who believe that, are ascribing the human quality of getting tired to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to create, He says kun, He says be, and it is. Allah does not get tired creating something. So He does not need rest like we do. لَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَةُ وَلَا نَوْمٍ. He needs neither sleep, nor does He, neither is He drowsy, nor does He nod off to sleep, or neither does He need rest, and neither does He get tired, and so on. All of these, ascribing human qualities to Allah, and ascribing Allah's qualities to humans. And this is what happens when you go to graves and we ask the person in the grave to do this or that for us, or to make dua for us. You are ascribing to that person the quality of knowing who you are and understanding your language, even though they never knew you when they were alive, and they did not speak your language when they were alive, and you believe that they can do both. These are qualities on which belong only to Allah. Only Allah knows who you are because He created you, and only Allah can understand every language because He created languages. To ascribe this to a human being is open shirk. To ascribe human qualities to Allah is also open shirk. And all of these are in the category of shirk fi asma wa sifat. You don't need to remember all this technical terminology or technical words that I'm using. It's very basic technical words. This is not great, peak of ilm or something that I'm sharing with you. These are fundamental things. Unfortunately, we don't teach this in our homes, and that is why it seems like a great thing. But these are basic fundamental things which we should know. So it doesn't matter if you don't remember the Arabic words or the even the English words. Just don't do it. Do not compare Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not resemble Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to anything in creation, and do not resemble anything in creation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He said about Himself, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ. He said He is unlike any creation. He is unlike anything in creation. He is unlike any created being. God was not created in the form of man. Man was not created in the form of God. Man is man. God is God. God is the creator of man. And there is no resemblance between the two. Now, shirk by humanism, again, this is a major shirk, which places one outside Islam. For example, Hindus, Buddhists, and before that, the Romans and the Greeks, and then the Egyptians, ancient Egyptians, they all worshipped countless idols, very interestingly, in the form of their race. Greek idols look like Greeks. Roman idols look like Romans. Roman gods look like Romans. Greek gods look like Greeks. The old British gods, the Celtic gods, they look like the Celts. Hindu and Buddhist gods look like Indian men and women. You should ask this question: how come there is no white Hindu god or a black African Hindu god? Right? They're all Indian men and women. And then the concept of avatar. Avatar is God came to the earth in the form, in human form. And this is not even restricted to Hindus. The Hindus, of course, has plenty of them, but it's not restricted to Hinduism. Even the Christians believe it. There is a sect of Christianity, and a large part of them, who believe that Jesus is God. Jesus, and the name Jesus also, Isa alayhi salam is his real name. Jesus is what they made it. So we say Jesus is God on earth. God descended to the earth in human form, and that is Jesus. The Aga Khanis believe this about Aga Khan. They believe that Aga Khan is the avatar, is the mazhar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik, may Allah protect us from all of this. All of these are false claims. There is no truth in any of this. And these amount to shirk, these amount to polytheism. As far as Muslims, we do not believe in any of this. Whoever believes in it, most welcome, please go ahead, do what you want. We are not trying to force you to change anything. We are just stating to you what the reality is, what the fact is, according to Islam. Now, modern day, as I said, the practice of Catholics, of course, have gone to the old practice of idolatry, where they worship statues of Jesus and Mary, which they themselves admit that Isa alayhi salam, Jesus prohibited them, prohibited this, but they still do it. Just as the Bible very clearly prohibits, Isa alayhi salam never ate pork, and the Bible prohibits eating of pork, but the Christians eat pork anyway. That's them. That is up to them to do what they want. As far as we are concerned, we do not do it. Anyone who does that, anyone who believes in an avatar, anyone who believes that God came to earth in human form, has committed major shirk. And if that person is a Muslim who believes that, that person has exited Islam. Then shirk by deification, where created things are given or claim to have Allah's names or attributes. Among the Shia sects, the Nusayriya of Syria, they believe that Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu was a mazhar of Allah, na'uz billah, that he was a incarnation of Allah, na'uz billah. I mentioned to you already that the Ismailis believe that Aga Khan is God incarnate, that he is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth, na'uz billah. Claims by Sufis or so-called Sufis, because the actual Sufis were people who were muwahideen, they were on tawheed. But so-called Sufis, Al-Hallaj, Sufi Sarmast, and so forth, who claimed Wahdatul Wujud, the unity of existence, that there is only one existence, and that is God, and therefore God is Hulul, they call it Hulul, that is God by His Zat, by His Self, is present in every created thing. This is open and major shirk. If you believe that, you have exited Islam. People like Hallaj and Sufi Sarmast, they said I am God, I am Allah. And when you ask them how can you say that, they say no, I don't exist at this moment, it is Allah speaking. So when he's saying I am Allah, he is not there, it is Allah who is there. But when you will see him, he is sitting there, but he said no, this is not me, this is God. All of these are shirk and kufr and irtidad. You become murtad. You are out of Islam if you have this belief. So if you do believe any of this, please immediately make istighfar and tawbah. May Allah forgive and protect you and protect all of us from these completely and totally false claims. Similarly, giving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attributes of His creatures, as I mentioned to you, in the Bible and the Torah, the Greeks and the Christians and the Jews, they believe that God took rest on the seventh day, and depending on where you count it from, there is they have, you know, Sabbath on Saturday or Sunday. Having a special day for worship, special day of the week, this is fine. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for us Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us Friday, which is a special day of worship. But we don't worship Allah on Friday because He took rest on Friday. Yeah? Friday is a holiday for Allah. No. So all of these claims which attribute to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala things that belong to His makhluk, to the creatures, all of these are major shirk and they negate Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is incomparable. As I mentioned to you, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. In Surah Al-Shura, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, there is nothing like Him, and He is the hearer and seer of everything. Allah does not resemble and is unlike His creation in any way whatsoever. Similarly, man must not be, human beings must not be given attributes which resemble Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Inshallah, this we will do in our next lesson. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to understand the essentials of Tawheed and to live our lives by it. As I mentioned to you, this is so important, because it is not just a matter of life and death, it's a matter of life in the hereafter, in which there is no death. So if that is good, alhamdulillah, we are good. But if that is bad, then we are toast. Let us not do that. وَصَلَى اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَآلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ رَبَّنَا